Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Hi, guys. Welcome to Nightly Pop, Hump Day Edition.
I knew he'd be excited about it.
Yeah, he loves to hump anything. All right, Nina Parker is here, and our favorite Hunty Humper Man.
It's Humper March.
Humper March. The show's starting off really great. Okay, Nene Leakes is pissed and wants Wendy Williams to know.
Uh-oh.
Private conversations should be left private. Mm. After Wendy went on the air yesterday and claimed Nene's leaving the Housewives.
I looked at my phone in between commercials and Nene texts, I'm quitting.
What? Wow.
No, girl. Like, you know I like Wendy a lot, but I feel like she needs a refresher in the girl code arena.
Right.
Especially, like, how many times do you vent to your friends about work, about men, about, you know...
About your other friends.
Other friends. You know what I mean? Like, you, there's supposed to be an underlying rule. Like, I always tell my girlfriends, now don't tell nobody. She should have never taken that text message to her show.
Is there a world in which they both were in on this? Do you guys think it's possible?
Ooh, maybe? This is a plot?
Look how excited my friends just got when I brought that up.
Plot?
Okay, hold on.
Wendy is a professional human being. She's been doing this a long time. What?
I watched Daily Pop this morning. Justin had this theory, and you heard the whole thing.
Correct.
Wait a minute. This is not your thought. You stole this thought.
Here's the thing. If I am going to be doing both shows, I'm able to take content from both shows.
Anyway, you guys, Nene's rep says nothing has been confirmed or officially decided for next season.
Yeah.
Just next time, at least ask, especially if you have, like, your own talk show, just ask your friend first if she's okay with you spreading this information.
And now for our Daily Kardashian update.
Woo!
We should have some sort of graphic made for that.
We should.
It pays for the show.
It does. Kylie gave Kim a makeover using none other than her $1 billion products, which had Kim totally impressed and then totally not.
Cute. I need this combo. Mm-hmm. I'm taking this.
Okay. So I can copy it for KKW Beauty.
It's Kim's lash.
Wait, should we make a wish on it first?
Yes.
I just wished I would beat you in Instagram again.
So I like to spray.
Mm-hmm.
That's a new one. Why the f- is this not working? Hold on. This has-
She f-
What the f-
It's cool that they've got personalities on top of everything else.
Yeah, obviously they're sisters, they love each other. It's just there's that little bit of competitive streak within one another that I just feel like comes out sometimes.
I just think that I always feel like it's in good fun. Like,
yeah.
I just don't even see how there could be a competition. Like, they're both worth so much money. Mm. Like, I feel like they're just laughing at everybody else. You know what I mean?
But
like,
those
I
Instagram followers, they get you tripped up every time.
They do?
Someone's, because I can't get to 1.4, everyone's getting to 1.3.
You keep talking about this 1.4.
I can't, I'm just not good at Instagram. I'm not interesting enough on it for people to care, so I get stuck and then people
you
are catching
up. You have 1.4 million followers, that's a lot.
1.3, I want to get to 1.4.
You should, I'm not an Instagram expert, but you should do more pictures of your outfits.
And if you believe everything you read in Us Weekly, Lori Loughlin's facing another big problem. Huge. Weird. They claim prosecutors want to use Lori's daughters as star witnesses against her in court. So the daughters would have to testify against the parents.
Mm-hmm.
Drama.
Yeah, so scary. This is all coming from a source to Us Weekly. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it's just if you believe their source, they're saying that they're absolutely going to have both of the daughters testify unless she says that she's going to plead guilty. So it sounds like it's like a way to muscle her into a guilty plea.
This is very stressful. I'm ready for this to be wrapped up in a bow. We keep hearing about this. Like, yeah, I need to figure out what's going on. Like, I can't plan my summer vacation until I know what's happening. Oh,
now I ain't going to stop a trip for Lori now. Yeah.
If you want to know, this is what I think they should do. Hire private investigator Wendy Williams. Have her become friends with Lori Loughlin, like real tight.
Nina?
Yeah. Girl.
Snitch on your parents?
Now you already know the answer to this.
Never ever.
You know I ain't snitching on Tony and Phyllis. Tony and Phyllis, they know where the bodies are buried, okay? Yeah. If anything, you know, they don't need my help with anything. They not getting caught for any of their crimes.
Yeah.
I would never rat on my parents.
Neither would I.
I always play a game with, I've done it with you guys. Would you rat on us? Would you rat on each other?
Oh.
Against you?
Well, how much time are we facing?
Yeah.
Because, I mean, you know,
I would
like
crack
y'all,
real
but...
quick.
Would you?
Are you kidding? I'd melt. Speaking of parents, in worst father ever news, Meghan Markle's father is opening up about staging photos and making money off of the paparazzi. He's such a class act. In a new documentary, he reportedly says, "The royals owe me. Ooh. It's time to take care of daddy."
What?
Ooh, daddy.
I'm going to defend myself and I'm going to be paid for it. I don't care.
What?
This dude Doesn't,
what's
is...
his name? Kevin? Mitch? What's his name? Thomas.
His name is Thomas, girl. Kevin and Mitch, who are they? Who the hell is Mitch?
Wait, his name is Thomas?
What?
Can I?
Who is talking to Morgan before the show? What?
I was in another vortex after the show because I have to get all my daily pop ideas.
She thinks his name is Mitch and that he's kind of figuring out this whole impeachment thing. She really isn't sure about what country we're in. I do think, I had two thoughts. One, his nickname should be Thomas the Trainwreck. Right? Doesn't that make perfect sense?
Speaking of snitches, I mean, this is Mr. King snitch right here.
Yeah, he is such a snitch.
Like, put a crown on him and a cape. He's super snitch.
Snitch, he's a snitch bitch. Bitch snitch.
Wow.
I'm trying to add.
Sounds like you misunderstood a rap song.
I just think that this guy doing these interviews about his daughter is just like
trash.
If there are like top three things that I feel are the most despicable in life, it's this man doing these paid interviews about his daughter who just had his grandson. Like, it's the most disgusting thing. Mm-hmm. I don't care what she's doing. You're her dad. Like, this guy is the worst of the worst. And the fact that he's like, daddy got to get money. Like, It is very sad. Like, to see what like fame does to people, like when you want to know how bad it gets, this is like the gutter.
It's also so crazy because he was, not to go too deep, he was going to walk her down the aisle and then lost his mind.
Yeah.
So
he lost it.
Very sad.
We're kind of skipping over the fact that he calls himself daddy, though.
Like that right there.
Daddy, I love a good daddy, just not in reference to him. Not in reference to good old Mitch back there.
Yeah, we're going to start calling him Mitch.
Moving on. Tom Hanks wants us to know he's not out there promoting CBD. No, he's not. An apparent ad for Canapro claims he said, after using Canapro CBD for 2 weeks, I was already feeling like a new me. But Tom took to Instagram to say nope.
Oh, that's the end of that. Interesting intonation. This is something that actually does remind me of something my father would do. This brand perfectly fooled Tom Hanks into then taking the thing that they just posted online and making him write their name out in an Instagram post. And now we're all talking about Canapro.
Yeah.
My dad got a call from a fake Social Security office and then told me about it. And I was like, you know, that's not real. And he goes, believe me, buddy. I know. And I go, how long were you on the phone with them? He goes, no more than an hour.
No!
And then I go, you didn't give them anything, did you? He goes, no, like 45 minutes in, I was like, I'm getting suspicious.
Well, this is the thing. Like, I don't feel like this is a hoax, right? Like, this place is a real company, aren't they?
Yes, yeah. It's called false advertisement.
So it's a real company. You actually, they can be sued for this. I don't think Tom Hanks has the time to sue these people, but it clearly is illegal.
I love that he signs off Hanks.
He does that on
That's
all
of That's how he signs
yeah.
off on all his stuff.
Hanks.
It's funny.
Now coming up, how to rebound and make your ex jealous.
Ooh.
Plus, it's raining iguanas and yep, it's in Florida.
Woo-hoo!
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome back. So if you binged all the gross absurdity of, I don't know, of Fox's 911, now you can dig into the new spinoff, 911 Lone Star. Mm. And there's a whole new batch of idiots.
Texas gets three. We're going into overtime.
Stay calm, sir. Where are you?
I'm at the Farmer's Feed Factory off Old Walker Road.
I'm in the kitchen in the main building. I'm so fired.
Fall back!
Wait a minute. Wait a minute now. You telling me this whole damn factory blew up because he was trying to microwave a burrito with aluminum on it?
Yeah, I mean, he was also very calm during the entire thing.
I'm a little concerned, though, because when we were watching this, I said, you know you're not supposed to do that, and you said you're not.
Yeah,
You know you're not supposed to microwave aluminum.
That's why I said you're not. And so that's why I don't have a microwave, because I'd get confused.
Okay, well, we know if some shit burns down, we know who did it.
That's, microwaves in general are just tricky, you know? It's like, add 30 seconds. It's always going to 2 minutes. The oatmeal can never time.
Yeah, that's crazy. Add 30 seconds.
Plus 30 seconds, or then you put one in, and they're not good for you. Radiation.
No, they're not bad for
They're
you.
Not good for you.
They're not.
They're not good for you.
They're not bad for you. They're All they do is you. Vibrate water molecules. Scientists say they're perfectly safe. Anyway.
Oh, boy.
So.
I didn't know 911 was getting a spinoff. Somebody should have notified me for the premiere.
Rob Lowe.
Y'all know I love that show.
Lone Star.
I'm on the fence about Rob Lowe, but I like 911.
Yeah.
Look at that, Rob Lowe and Jessica Biel.
This is going to be great. That's not Jessica Biel. That's Liv Tyler. Liv Tyler.
It's Jessica Biel, Stephen Biel's son.
Okay. You know what? It looks like Vanessa Hutchins is moving on like a boss.
Woo!
I love that I didn't get to that read. She was spotted out at dinner with Lakers player Kyle Kuzma. Yummy. So hot blonde. Since her breakup from Austin Butler was announced a week ago, how quick is too quick for a rebound, in your guys' opinion?
It's not too quick for a rebound. That's why it's called a rebound.
But it literally comes right off the basket. Why is it always considered? Because why is it? Stop it. Why is it considered a rebound? Because it's not always a rebound right after another relationship. I don't like that. I've known people who have gotten out of relationships and gotten into another one, and it wasn't a rebound.
Because you know what usually happens? You're in a relationship for so long, you become complacent. You know exactly what you don't like about
exactly.
somebody. So when you find the next person, that person fits all of the qualities you're
1,000%.
And then you end up having a baby. That's why when people are together for 6 years and they break up, they get back to, they move on with someone else, they have a baby, get married in
Easy.
2 months. Yeah.
I think it's a rebound.
With all those facts, you still think it's a rebound?
Yeah, because this is the thing. A rebound can turn into a something. It's just not very likely.
He's kind of young, though. He's 24. She's 31, which can be fine. Like, there may be no problem with that age difference. But a 24-year-old Laker? Good luck, girl.
Yeah.
And he's been spotted out. He's been spotted out with some other young hot ladies.
Yeah, so. I mean, he's like the hot guy right now.
Right. And here on Nightly Pop, we're your ultimate resource for college basketball news. I'm so happy, finally. We're excited. Last night, an epic brawl broke out, bro, between Kansas and Kansas State, which are two different things. And according to these ESPN announcers, it was not good.
Unnecessary.
Yep. That's not good.
This is bad.
This is
No good. Oh, this is terrible.
That's how you two act when I make a joke.
Yeah, it's true. Or that's really how I act when I have nothing else
it's
to
true.
Say.
It's true. But it's like, you know, they were probably all shocked. They don't know what to say. It did go really left.
It
went left and it went left fast.
Also, this is not good sportsmanship. This is not how you handle yourself.
When did you turn into a soccer mom?
I've been pitching these blocks for so long. Finally, we're talking about something I care about, which
Got
is basketball.
Expert on the show.
And I also said put it after the rebound talk because I knew it would slide in nicely.
This lady in the corner, oh my goodness.
Yeah, that's because these things really do escalate, and somebody can't get hurt. I would be out of there in 2 seconds, not helping.
But this is what I will say to this lady. I think she was the one when I was watching the fight. She was trying to like stop it. Like, get your ass out the way.
You don't do that. Yeah, rule number one.
I don't know where you're from, but you are not stopping 30 to 40, 6'4", rock hard dudes. Like, you're, right. I mean, unless they want you to.
Yeah.
But most of the time, you're not stopping it.
It's very true. The first rule of Fight Club is don't fight. And now, for our nightly that only happens in Florida segment. We're very consistent here. It's raining iguanas.
When those temperatures fall below 40 degrees, the cold-blooded reptiles freeze up and sometimes fall from the trees.
This is what everyone is talking about.
Oh
this
gosh.
Guy right here, he
is
might
he dead?
Look dead, but I will tell you, he is alive and well, just a little
That's
frozen.
Dead. Frozen is dead.
Some of them actually start to come. You can see his eyes are open. But as this morning, as I've
Beautiful
been holding
color.
Some more longer and longer, they start kind of thawing out more and more. You can see this guy, though, again, his eyes are open. He's breathing.
What?
This is literally me in the middle of the night when my arm is numb and I have to flip it over the side of the bed to get movement.
Wait, frozen is dead, right? They don't wake up.
No, they're awake. They just get very cold and don't
back,
move.
They come back. They reanimate? How?
They're not dead. They just freeze up and then they thaw
How
out.
Is this possible?
Ask Walt Disney.
No. You had all these explanations earlier, Bill Nye, the science guy. Yeah. Tell me about this.
I will. Thank you. I love iguana. Beautiful, beautiful animal. They're also cold-blooded animals, and they can become immobile in 40-degree temperature, which I just knew.
That's not what it is.
It's best not to touch them if spotted on the ground. Just things I picked up along the way.
The real reason is this country's run by lizard people. It's kind of an underground theory, but a lot of our politicians are real reptilian. Anyway.
If it's saying it's best not to touch them, what the hell is the reporter doing?
Well, it's because when they're frozen, they can't react. And you can tell he's like, I will get you, motherfucker.
This is traumatizing.
Do you know that if a ladybug can also play dead?
No, I didn't know that.
It's crazy.
This
I just realized.
This has been quite
that.
The eye-opening show for me. I'll tell you that.
Thank you.
I ask y'all to come every day with facts, and y'all motherfuckers come with ladybug facts and facts about a microwave. How about a Brad Pitt fact?
And
how about a fact on some celebrity?
Yeah.
And, I did the Brad Pitt facts.
And you knew Jessica Biel was doing that show with Rob Lowe. Coming up, we're playing Survey Says. Woo! Welcome back. We love a good poll on Nightly Pop that sounds a lot dirtier than it actually is.
Yep, a little dirty. All right, you guys, you ready for Survey Says? Yeah! Gonna play a little game. Are y'all ready? I hope the competition doesn't get too fierce.
Oh, it will.
How you guys getting? All
it
right.
It will.
All right, up first. Now we know the Super Bowl is coming and people will go to drastic lengths to get tickets, like maybe giving up a kidney.
Oh, okay.
So according to a poll conducted by Ticketmaster, what percentage of people would do that? 7%, 18%, or C, 34%.
7%
for me.
Your answer is
7%. It's just to throw you off because the obvious answer is the lowest. But people are, and I don't mean this lightly, stupid. So I'm going to go with B.
You're going with 18%.
Yeah.
The answer is 7%. A. So the survey was with 3,200 NFL fans. So that means about little over 200 said they'd give up a kidney to go to the Super Bowl.
Also, loser buys lunch. Yum, yum, yum.
You can't come up with rules when you're one up.
You guys ready for the next one? All right. A new survey says a lot of Americans lie about working out to get out of plans with other people. So according to a poll conducted by Gatorade, what percentage of people have lied about going to the gym? A, 57%. B, 33%. C, 19%. Of people lying
C.
to go out to the gym.
I'm going with C.
You're going with C.
That's a dumb answer.
Okay.
I'm going to go with B because if it was A the first time.
Are you going to go with B every time?
No, I'm not.
You this can't time. Do this again.
Yeah.
You cannot answer B every time.
Yeah, and loser buys lunch. Num, num, num.
Let's just see if B is correct, because if B is correct, my strategy holds.
All right. Your strategy does not hold. It is C, 19%.
Okay, so can I tell you what the issue is? When we said we were
that
doing
I'm a... smarter than you.
that,
Yay!
No, I was gonna say the issue is I really thought this was something where we were stripping. And so underneath this, I have an insane outfit on, but I did not prep for this.
Got it.
Got it. Okay. You did the wrong
right.
prep.
So right. yeah, can't wait to get double spicy tuna cut rolls. Yeah, get your head in the game.
If you get each one of these,
Kobe.
Right, then you'll win.
This next right. one's B.
All right.
Okay.
All right, so this one actually might be challenging for you, Hunter. Okay. One in how many men would give up sex for a whole year to have the perfect beard? Okay, A, 0. B, 1 in 5. Or C, 5 out of 10.
C.
You think half of men would give up sex for a perfect beard?
C, and I'm seeing to it.
I'm pretty sure the answer is B.
The answer's B.
Yeah! Yeah!
Now, a new poll ranked how much our country trusts things like your doctor, Google, Tom Hanks, food packaging labels, Hollywood, etc. So, who do you think America trusts more? A, Google, or B, Tom Hanks?
B. B.
She says B. Come on, give us your answer.
Okay, well then I'm gonna go and change it up and say B.
A, it's Google.
A is my answer! Wait, hold on. Can I ask you
You're
a question?
Wrong.
Can I ask you a question? Because she said B first, she's more wrong.
No.
Okay. Oh my gosh. All right. This is the last one. I'm sorry to torture everybody. This is for the animal lovers out there. Perfect. Research shows that your dog might eat your dead body.
True.
Sorry about that. How long after death do you think a dog would wait until it starts to actually eat you? So, Olive and Baguette, this is for you.
Oh.
A.
Mommy loves you.
45 minutes. B, 1 week. C, 24 hours.
B. And B, never one for week. Me. Never for me because Olive's right? an angel.
I'm going to go with what I've been going with every single time. Give me C, baby, 24 hours.
All right. You are both wrong. A, 45 minutes. Morgan, you win the game.
I win. See you at lunch. Send me a picture of the credit card. Okay, that's it for us, but we'll be back tomorrow night with a brand new Night Woo! Of Talk. And this Sunday, tune into E! For our live after party special right after the Grammys air on
CBS. Yeah!